This is HPR episode 2122 entitled Alpha 32's New Machine and is part of the series Hardware Upgrades. It is hosted by Alpha 32 and is about 8 minutes long. The summary is, I built a new computer.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alpha 32 coming to you again from St. Louis. Today I wanted to talk to you about my new computer. I just recently built a new machine and thought I ought to tell you all about it. My old machine was a Dell Optiplex. Had a Pentium 4 in it, like 2 gigs, maybe 4 gigs of RAM. And I really needed an upgrade. It was a good machine. It served me well for years, but it was time, you know. She was getting a little long in the tooth, not really able to handle some of the stuff I was throwing at her. And I wanted to play some games, so there you go. So I went with AMD. I went with an AMD chipset on the recommendation of a friend. I really was planning on using Intel because, you know, I generally hear that they have good support, and that's been my experience. Good Linux support, I mean. And I wasn't sure if AMD did, and I didn't want to risk it. So I was planning on going Intel. But a buddy of mine who is a real Linux guru to my eyes uses AMD in his main machine, which is pretty beefy. And he loves it, and it works well for him. He doesn't have to do much tweaking, unless he wants to, which is always fun, you know. Tweaking can be a bit of a blast, huh? So I went with a AMD motherboard, or not an AMD motherboard, a Gigabyte motherboard, one of their gaming models. It was the cheapest and had what I wanted on it. They call it ultra durable. I don't know what the deal is. Anyways, it has the AM3 Plus socket, so I got a AMD CPU as well. It's this hex core, black edition, unlocked, whatever. Anyway, 6 cores, 3.5 gigahertz, I think, so pretty fast. I like it so far. I've got 16 gigs of RAM in there right now. I went with the cheapest RAM for what I wanted. The folks at Micro Center were having a sale, so I got 16 gigs of RAM for $50. Pretty good. It's this Ballistics, what the sticks are called. The salesman said that folks generally like it and don't have a lot of problems with those sticks. I did. When I installed it, my RAM was DOA. I might have shocked it or something, I don't know. I got some bad static electricity in there, I don't know. Whatever. Anyways, I returned it, got some good RAM, made sure I was properly grounded next time, and installed it, and it runs great. I've got a GeForce graphics card in there because, and I should have checked this out before I bought the motherboard, but there were no onboard graphics. I didn't know that. So anyway, so that was another add-on there that I had to do. So I got just not the cheapest NVIDIA graphics card, but just about. It was the next step up. I think it's a 730 or something, and it works really well. It's got HDMI and VGA and I don't remember, DVI maybe, outputs on it. So it does pretty well. It lets me play my games at decent speeds, and it looks good. So also in there, I've got Monster Cooler, big honking CPU cooler, which I was pretty proud of. I don't know what the model is, but it's from Cooler Master, I believe. It's got a massive fan on top of it, like a 120 millimeter fan on top at least. It just barely fits inside the case. I've got an SSD in there. It's an old PNY 120 gig SSD that I took out of one of my other laptops. Put it in there just for fun because I like SSDs. So I've got that for the OS and some of the programs. And then I've got a 1 terabyte Western Digital spinning drive that I put in there as well for all my data and all that. Now the case is pretty cool too. I don't like all this flashy stuff that you get on gaming cases. You know, some of the weird shapes and whatnot. When you look at some of those Alienwares, you know, they just look more like spaceships than computers. So I went with a fairly cheap one that had good ventilation and all the ports that I wanted on the front. This one also came with 3 or 4 fans. It's got a window in the side, good cable management, which was important, and what else? Oh, the fans have red LEDs in them, which is pretty cool. So when you've got it powered on, the whole thing lights up, and it's kind of pretty. On the front, I've got 2 USB 3.0 ports. I've got a power button and a reset button. I've got headphones and microphone input-output, whatever. And that's it for the front panel. I also put an optical drive in it because, yeah, I still use optical media on occasion. My girlfriend says that I'm an old man because of it. Who uses CDs anymore, right? Anyway, so I've got that. Got it all assembled, and it works like a charm. I put Ubuntu Mate on there, and it is a dream. When I first got it built, I had Ubuntu, just straight Ubuntu with Unity Desktop, 1604 on it, and it wasn't great. I don't like all the bells and whistles, like all the fancy graphical stuff, so Unity didn't really work with the way that I work. So I ditched that pretty quick and went to Ubuntu Mate, which is still pretty and still got some of the graphical bells and whistles, but not nearly as much as Unity did. And it's got good compatibility with everything. It always works. I never have any issues with Ubuntu Mate. Mr. Wimpress does a heck of a job with that thing. It is wonderful. I am one who usually switches distros every couple months, but sometimes it's more like every couple of weeks or every couple of days, you know. When it's free and easy to get and easy to use, why not, you know? But I think I am going to stay with this Ubuntu Mate for a while. I've had it on there for about 3 or 4 months, and I like it a lot. So that's probably going to be a keeper. At least until I, you know, switch back to Debian or something new and fancy comes out and I just have to try it. But that's what I've got. I just got a new keyboard for it as well, one with those blue cherry switches. It makes a hell of a racket and annoys my girlfriend, but man, it feels good to type on. So I've been doing little upgrades here and there. I got that. I got a laser mouse, you know, one of those gaming mouses with gaming mice with all the buttons on it. I don't know what all the buttons are for. Suppose I'll figure it out. If not, I'll just leave them alone so I don't break anything. So there you go. That is my new machine built with some AMD components and Ubuntu Mate. This is Alpha 32 signing off.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.